This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia continues attacking cities and towns in Ukraine's eastern industrial heartland and pouring more forces into the country. It intensified assaults along a front hundreds of miles long Tuesday in what officials on both sides described as a new phase of the war. During a news conference, the Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said the Russian military capabilities should not be underestimated.
Mr. Putin still has a lot of his inventory available to him. Some of it's been depleted. Some of it's been destroyed. Some of it's been captured. But he still has a lot of combat capability available to him. And I think it's important for us to just remember that.
And in an interview, Sergei Orlov, the deputy mayor of Mariupol, says that Ukraine needs military hardware assistance.
Situation has changed, and we understand that we need more hard weapon. I mean artillery, I mean tanks, I mean armored vehicles with long range of working. And we have still lack of such weapon, and we ask to provide to my country this weapon by EU, by UK, by USA.
And U.S. President Joe Biden is expected to announce a new weapons package in the coming days that will include additional artillery and ammunition. That's according to a U.S. official. That official was not authorized to comment publicly and spoke on the condition of anonymity. And again, Deputy Mayor of Mariupol, Sergei Orlov, says that Ukraine is needing military hardware and assistance. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Tuesday offered what he said was a wholehearted apology for attending an illegal party during lockdown, but he insisted he did not knowingly break rules or mislead Parliament, and he brushed off calls to resign. Johnson told lawmakers in the House of Commons that it simply did not occur to him that the birthday gathering, complete with a cake, was a party. That excuse was greeted with derision by opposition politicians and some among the governing conservatives who have called with increasing frustration for Johnson to quit. Since stories began to circulate late last year, parties in the prime minister's office and other government buildings in 2020 and 2021, when millions in the country were barred from meeting with friends and family or even attending funerals for their loved ones. The opposition Labour Party leader, Keir Starmer, branded the apology half-hearted and a joke. Last week, Johnson was fined £50 or $66 for attending his own surprise party in 10 Downing Street in June of 2020, making him the first British prime minister ever found to have broken the law while in office. The Biden administration is holding off on an appeal of the ruling that ended the nation's transportation mask mandate. AP correspondent Jennifer King with details.
The Justice Department says it will not appeal a judge's ruling that ended the federal mask order for planes, trains, and transit hubs unless the Center for Disease Control and Prevention determines the requirement is necessary. The CDC had extended the mask mandate until May 3rd, but the court ruling put that decision on hold. Justice Department spokesman Anthony Coley says officials still believe the mask order was a valid exercise of the authority Congress has given the agency to protect public health. During a visit to New Hampshire, President Biden spoke in favor of flexibility.
That's up to them.
But those traveling on Air Force One Tuesday were required to wear masks, with the White House citing CDC guidance. Jennifer King, Washington.
And Moderna says that it hopes to offer updated COVID-19 boosters in the fall that combine the original vaccine with protection against the latest variant. Now it's reporting a hint that such an approach might work. Before Omicron struck, Moderna began testing a shot combining the original vaccine with protection against an earlier variant named Beta. Recapping our top story, Russia continues attacking cities and towns in Ukraine's eastern industrial heartland and pouring more forces into the country, intensifying assaults along a front of hundreds of miles long on Tuesday and going into Wednesday. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.